Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares the first fundamental of faith. Join him as he teaches us about the power of speaking faith-filled words and how to build and release your faith.
We'll be talking about the fundamentals of faith. Before I even begin tonight, the question comes up so many times. What is faith? Well, you know, we know from the book of Hebrews that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let me give you a working definition of faith. Faith is a spiritual force generated in the reborn human spirit, released through the mouth with words. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. And let me give it to you again. Faith is a spiritual force generated in the reborn human spirit, released through the mouth with words. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. Jesus said in Mark 11, 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. That is very, very accurate. Because we're born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That our faith, when we got born again by faith. The faith, God's faith, is in the seed of his word. I'm already happy. Glory to God. So, the moment you got born again, and that moment you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I mean, you got saved with that faith. It didn't go anywhere. And people say, well, Brother Copeland, I just don't have faith. Well, get saved. You'll have faith. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, so this will work for anybody, right? Whosoever shall say, excuse me, unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall not doubt in the inner man, but shall believe that those things, those words, which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now then, fundamental of faith. Fundamental number one. I heard my grandson say this, and it just, oh, man, Jeremy. And I've learned a lot from him. What are you watching when you watch the World Series? What are you watching when you watch the Super Bowl? What are you watching when you're watching Wimbledon, World Cup, U.S. Open? Masters of the fundamentals. It's not some secret play. The game is the game. What are you watching when you're watching the Little League World Series? Masters of the fundamentals at that age. How do you get that way? How does an Olympic champion become an Olympic champion? By staying with it. Never quitting. Don't ever quit. I said don't ever quit. Don't ever turn loose of your faith. Don't ever change your confession. I mean, you put the word of God in your heart and your mouth, and don't ever say anything else. I don't care what the pain's doing. I've been there. I've been there. I know what it's like. I'm telling you, glory to God, don't quit. Just get out. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm moved only by what I believe, and I have faith in God. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So, fundamental number one, believe it in your heart. Then say it with your mouth. We read Mark 11, 23. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4, 13. Oh, I love it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And the 13th verse. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Now, let's go to Romans 10:10. Now, in the 10th chapter of Romans, in the 8th verse, what saith, if the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That's where that phrase comes from. This word, this Bible, this book is the word of faith. The faith is not a movement. Glory to God. It's not some kind of, you know, No. Now, Romans 10:10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Luke chapter 6. And we'll begin reading with the 43rd verse. Luke 6, 43. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree is known by his own fruit, for of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush do they gather grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man. Now, stop there just a moment. He's not talking about a good man and a murderer. The word evil in the King James translation kind of leaves that. But you remember also in the book of Hebrews, it calls unbelieving heart, an evil heart, a wicked heart. Huh? Because so you see what Jesus is talking about. He could be talking about two Christians. This is what he's referring to. So they're not bad people. But one's putting one thing in his heart and the other's putting in something else. So now look at it that way and look at it again. A good man out of the good deposit of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil or an unbelieving man out of the evil deposit of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. So whatever you put in there is what you're going to get out. Amen. Whatever you're listening to, wherever your eyes are going. You know, the computer world. Junk in, junk out. You can't change that. That is a spiritual law. You cannot keep sowing and saying the same thing and someday expect to get different results. Now look at this very carefully now and take it to heart. Take this to heart. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. An evil man of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, for of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. There it is. Go through your New Testament. Look at the times that Jesus used his words as a tool. I say unto you, arise. I say unto you. Remember he said that to Jairus' daughter. I say unto you, arise. Used his word. Take up your bed and walk. Words. Faith-filled words. Words never were and still are not primarily for communication. Words primarily are power release. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We live. Go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. We live in a word created. Faith created universe.
Yes, sir.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Yes, sir.
Evidence of things you can't see.
Uh-huh.
Say, can't see.
Can't see.
Faith is an invisible force. It cannot be felt with the flesh. Now, you can feel the results of it sometimes, but it's a spiritual force.
Amen.
You can't feel spiritual forces. It's like the wind. You can't see the wind, but you can feel the effect of it.
Yes.
You still can't see it. Well, faith, spiritual things are like that. By it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that things, matter, material things, God created all matter. There was a time there was nothing material. All matter was created by faith-filled words.
Come on, Brother Cole.
Amen.
Amen.
Who? Glory to God. Think about it. Now, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. This all matter was not created out of nothing. It was created out of something you can't see or feel. It was created by faith.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now let's go back to Mark 11:23. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say. Now see, we are created spirit beings. Adam was exactly like God. Exactly like. He was exactly like God the way Jesus is exactly like God as a man.
That's right.
Exactly like him.
Amen.
We are spirit being. You are a spirit. You have a soul, which is the intellectual part of you, and you live in a physical body.
Right.
I remember the first time I ever heard that, I thought, whoa, boy, that had opened the book up to me. I thought, well, certainly. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
I am a spirit, and in my spirit there is a soul. And my spirit and my soul live in my body. Now, where was it? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go back to Mark 11:23. There it is again. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, go over to the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Now, he has not dealt to every man alive the measure of faith. Now, every man, every human being alive has faith. It's part of the human spirit, but it's not the faith of God. You have to have human faith. I mean, you got to believe something. You get run over in the street if you don't, you know, if you don't believe that thing will kill you. That's human faith. That's natural human faith. But Adam's faith was twisted 180 degrees. His faith turned to fear. Fear is faith. Fear is faith in something's ability to hurt you. Fear is faith that a storm can kill you and begins to believe that it will. It's faith. It's twisted 180 degrees. So you remember, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. What happened after Adam fell? What happened when he heard God? He ran instead of coming. Just around the other way. He ran instead of coming to him.
Right.
He was afraid of him. because he's no longer connected to him. All right. So, I say unto every man to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man among you, every born again man, the measure of faith. Every born again believer, every person that ever accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, every person has that the same measure of faith in them. Exactly the same. You got exactly the same measure of faith that I did, and I got the same measure of faith that you did. God would be unjust if he gave somebody a great big lot and somebody else a little dab. No, no, no. And it's the faith of God. It is the faith of God. Yes. It depends on what you do with your measure. Huh? Some people do nothing. Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, ye of no faith. I've not seen such great faith in all of Israel. Of whom did he say that? The man that needed no other evidence but the Word. None. He just said, sir, come, ere my son die. Jesus said, go your way, thy son liveth. Yes, sir, I'm gone. I'm gone, my boy's alive. Glory to God, ain't no way he can die. Ain't no way he can die because that water turned to wine. Ain't no way my boy's gonna die. Yeah.
Glory.
Woo, me and that boy going fishing tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Say this.
I have
a measure
of the same faith.
That put the stars in the heavens and created all things. All matter was created by faith-filled words. Faith-filled words dominate the laws of sin and death. God's faith is in the seed of his word. Words are power release.
What does it take to hit a target with precision? You need the right equipment, instruction, and discipline. Your words are important. They have impact, point you in a certain direction, and determine your future. God's word promises you a blessed life. Choosing to agree with his promises plays a critical part in accomplishing his plan for your life. Put God's word to work with Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. God's word is a living word. Speaking it in faith changes you and the circumstances around you. As you listen to this teaching, begin to speak God's word out loud so you can hear it. His words, applied daily, make small goals and lifetime dreams become reality. No matter where you are in life, you can make powerful changes that will transform your future. Start today and target your words for His results. Be empowered to live blessed in every way. Request your free copy of Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results by Kenneth Copeland on MP3 disc or download from our website. Discover God's Word as your source for an abundant life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Ask for Watch Your Words, Guard Your Heart, Get Results. Yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
I want you to think for a moment today about what you are storing in your heart. Now, this is a great time to take a big step toward being a faith champion, if you will, because whatever you put in your heart, it's what you're going to get out of it. So if you go straight to the Word and you start putting your eyes and your ears on the Word of God, guess what's getting in your heart? And coming up out of your heart will be mountain-moving faith with the power of your words. But none of this is possible until Jesus is the Lord of your life. And the greatest miracle that has ever taken place and is taking place right now is the miracle of salvation. And how does it occur? You believe in your heart and you say with your mouth. That's how every miracle occurs. You believe in your heart that Jesus lived for you, died for you, rose again for you, and you say that with your mouth. As a matter of fact, I want to lead you in a prayer right now. Many watching may be born again, but there might be somebody watching who's never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Do it right now. Make Him your Lord. Quit being your own God. You're not any good at it anyway. He is. He wants to be your Lord. He wants to be your Savior. So just say it out loud. Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I repent of my past and all my sin. Make me clean. Make me new. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth that Jesus lived for me, died for me, and rose again for me. I ask you, Jesus, to fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, you are born again, and this is the first day of the rest of your life, and we want to celebrate that with you. Write to us, call us, let us know. Go to the website, kcm.org. Let us know what God has done in your life today. And if you want, we have got a free book that we'd like to send to you called He Did It All For You, a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Going to help you find out who you are now in Jesus, who Jesus is in you. And along with this book, we're going to send you two small brochures just to help you learn how to read, how to study your Bible, because you need to find out what the Bible says about you. Find out who you are in Jesus. So let us know if you want this. We'll get it to you, and it's absolutely free. Listen, I want you to make plans, if you haven't already, to join us in Branson coming up April 4th through the 6th for the Branson Victory Campaign. It's there at Faith Life Church. Come get in this environment and atmosphere of faith and watch the Word of God do in your life what only the Word can do. You'll be glad you came. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is made available to you free by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org and request your free copy on DVD, CD, or as a digital download. Shipping charges may apply. At kcm.org, you can also access many free word-based resources to help you build your faith. Stay connected with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube channel. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.